What are you talking about?
It's just like old times. Just pull your mic. Just pull your mic out.
Pull it up.
Yeah, there you go, right there. That's perfect, man.
That's what he said.
Look at your posture, man. Your posture is great.
So now he's recording.
What's up with you? How you know? How you know? Just tell me how you know.
Because your tone changes in the podcast, Carl.
Does it really?
And I'll bring this up too.
Your tone changed too.
No. I want you guys to know that he's now the A mic.
No.
Yeah. No. This is B Mike Cease.
You decided that.
Yes, this is B Mike
Cease. I'm not A Mike.
This is Big Vac Cease, but your, also B Mike Cease.
This is your show, man.
No.
This is our show.
No, I'm gonna tell you why.
Tell me what you want.
Well, Crystal can be the A Mike. However, I don't think that that's the role that she wants. But I'll let Crystal speak to that herself.
How you gonna tell her what she want to do?
Tell me what you want, but not tell me what to do.
Tell me the reason why I'm the A mic.
Tell me.
I need to hear this.
Because you've done something that nobody else on this podcast has done.
Lose weight.
Damn. Shots fired?
You know, right? Like mid-sentence, I realized that was going, you was going to catch a stray on me. But you have. You was on the herb. I'm done.
Wait.
It didn't even make sense.
So I haven't even lost weight. So you don't want to buy.
I do. I totally like got in the zone where I was arguing with you.
Y'all can't see my little waistline now.
And she caught astray for no reason. My bad. That wasn't
me
even
and
for Cease you.
Lost weight.
I am crying. Hey, that was an oop. That was the oop right there that we needed.
Like you see.
So you know what this reminds me of?
Listen,
I've been actually getting this a lot because, you know, now that people are starting to become more comfortable with what we consider to be a pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, people are becoming vaccinated. You've probably gone some time without actually getting sick. So, you know, your confidence is up a little bit. So I was around somebody. I gave them the respectful 6 feet.
Really thought he was going to say he gave them corona.
I didn't know what to. I thought he was going to give them the vaccine.
No. We talked about that earlier.
All right.
Hey, make sure you feel
better. Build your immune system.
Go ahead. Get it right.
Gave him that respectful 6 feet. And I pulled my mask down to take a sip of a drink that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And verbatim, this is what this minor told me. Somebody under 18. How you going to try to tell me what to do with that weak ass mustache?
Finish him.
So Star, when you, yeah, yeah, no, I've been
your mustache ain't even weak, but it's just funny.
And I didn't lose that much weight either, but here we are.
Court's in session. That's crazy. Man, let's go ahead and start the episode real quick.
Hey y'all, it's just Chris Starr.
Big Mouth Cease.
Your boy Normal Ass Carl.
With Grown Folks Business.
Grown Folks Business.
Like your mama used to tell you, stay out of grown folks business.
I mean, I'm grown.
I'm grown too.
Shit, we all grown.
Welcome to Grown Folks business.
Laughed as hard as I did, honestly. I was in stitches.
Is it a movie?
Yeah. It's like half movie, half pranks. Like real life pranks.
It's like those Borat movies.
Mm. Oh, is that what I never watched Borat.
Those are the premise of those. It's like they're actively doing pranks while filming.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like a movie.
So I didn't even know that that was happening on Bad Trip.
Yeah.
And so like there were some moments where I was like, that looks like impractical jokers film style. Pine cones dropping.
I like impractical jokers.
I love impractical jokers.
Are we recording again, Carl?
Yeah, we're on. Welcome to the Grown Folks Business Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Normal Ass Carl. To my left, we have
Just Chris Starr.
Big Mouth Cease.
Well, I guess I'm C Mike Cease since I'm going last now.
So how am I A Mike?
Well, you don't want Starr to finish a story that you halfway recorded?
Go ahead.
No. I'm embarrassed that I watched it and I loved it already. But I'll say in the beginning, I didn't read anything about it. So I'm just like, the camera angle like switched real hard. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way these people are acting. And then I finally read the description and it just made the movie so much funnier. So like the first 3 or 4 pranks, I didn't realize that they were pranks.
Where's this on?
It's on Netflix.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check it out.
It's a terrible movie, but great. Like terribly great.
Are those Tory Burch?
The glasses?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those is nice. I like those. They have a little swag to them.
You know, this is Miami Crystal when I turn like 30.
Oh, we know. Carl.
what does that even mean?
Why do you have us here?
Outside?
Just in general. Just tell the folks about.
We're at the zoo.
Tell the folks about what's going on right
but
now.
But we're not at the zoo.
We're at Morley Field right now.
No, we're not.
What is this called?
The zoo.
We are at the Vet Memorial.
San Diego Veterans
Veteran War Memorial.
I tell you what, when I talked to Siri, she said this was the Morley Field Dog Park.
So you've never been here before?
20 years ago.
Okay, so this kind of ties into the A Mike, B Mike conversation, right? So for this last year or so, you've been consistently potting. For a consistent amount of time, you've been potting.
7 months.
Differently than Star and myself, correct?
Correct.
And you've been outside.
I've been outside.
So, I mean, given the title of your podcast, you wasn't outside. You've been outside.
I've been outside.
And
since '89.
Through your podcasting endeavors, you've created a whole network.
Correct.
Okay. So you technically are the A Mike on two podcasts.
No, I'm not a mogul. I'm a Kogel. Yeah, I knew that. It never goes over well when I tell people.
Then why do you say things like that?
I don't know. It's me. You know what I mean? I'm just living my best life. You're doing A Mike quality things right now, and I love it. This is great.
You see that? he's still leading by relinquishing power, even in this conversation.
That's delegating.
So, Star, do you have anything to add in regards to just our mic positioning? Not the physical position, but just like the role that we play on the mic. Do you feel like Carl is kind of like a podcast host now, like the host with the most?
I don't fit that mold here.
You don't think so?
No, this is like the San Antonio Spurs. This is a system.
I'm just here so I don't.
You didn't like that, but you liked it. Mm-mm. It was a great one. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm DeMar DeRozan. I was the man in Toronto. Mm-hmm. I come out here, we got to share the ball.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So.
We are outside, though, because Corona.
Is this where you record your other podcast?
No.
Where do you record your other podcast?
Everywhere. But here.
But here.
Never been here.
So this was random.
Star chose this place.
Interesting.
I did not choose this place.
I
chose the right place.
She chose within
which
the
is not where we are.
She chose within the 400-yard vicinity.
So how did we end up here?
About 700.
Okay. But not even there. So there was a whole parking lot.
She said it was a trail over there, tennis courts, women.
Will our listeners listen to this episode of the podcast and think to themselves, the sound quality is different because they're outside? Like, I can tell they're outside? Or do you not know yet?
I don't know yet, but you know what? The sound quality here is a lot better than the areas that I've been at, because you can hear people, water, all that other stuff. Like, you don't hear that, like, right now.
Okay.
You can't even hear the cars passing by right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And you're coming in crystal clear. I don't know what it is. Hey. You got a James Earl Jones voice.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You got to live with that one.
I don't like it. Beam.
He could never.
I don't want to leave you out in all of this, because you are an integral part of Grown Folks Business
Love
family Beam. Now. Is there anything that you would like to say about this new setup?
Oh, no. I love it.
Yeah?
Bean says he loves it.
Okay. Fair enough. Right on. Are we ready to get into it?
Yeah.
I feel like at the last time we recorded, we covered, you know, things that needed to be covered, whether it be...
Wait, so I'm A Mike because we're outside?
No, you're A Mike.
He's not going to let that go.
I lost that. Yeah, I lost that.
Yo, please, his next tattoo is going to be A Mike.
Where is it, though?
Oh.
Yeah, I need to know where am I putting the A Mike at.
That's an upper thigh.
Yeah, but he's going to get it drunk and it's going to say M-I-K-E.
Yo, drawing that mic on your upper thigh is nasty, man. That is borderline. Right,
I was going to say, what are you, a Source Award?
Oh, man, that's funny. A Source
Give me one second. I just want to pull it away just in case.
And that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. I don't pull it away.
All right.
We're ready to get into it now.
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay, so are we going to, you guys want to start with content, or do we do like we do and start with questions by Cease?
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
So I'm going to let Star decide, because it's a woman's world. I'm just living in it.
Is it still Women's Month?
Hmm?
It's still Women's Month.
It's not.
It's women's existence. What are you talking about?
It's always a woman's.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, there we go.
I celebrate women every single day.
Do you?
Women are to be celebrated.
How do you celebrate them? like I was really interested in hearing, like, how are you quite celebrating them right now?
to
please let me know, like right now, like I just need to know.
Bruh,
there's some things I just need to know.
Please tell us.
Hey, because she was intrigued too. It was a qualified question.
Please.
Continued education and exploration of all things that promote
man, that well, man is
well-being
good.
And thriving in the women.
Beam, if you've never seen media
the
training,
community.
You're seeing it right now.
No, seriously, because I feel like if we,
I feel like that's appreciation, but not the celebration.
Well, I mean, tomato, tomato. All right, they both end in ion, so we don't need to mince the letters before it. Okay?
And that's what we out here trying to do. So let's start with questions. Bye.
All right, let's get into. Oh, I remember when I was looking at this one. Do you guys remember your very first phone number?
It's the same.
Yeah. Hold up, real quick, and we're back.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it.
Very first phone number. You remember?
Whose very first phone number?
Yours.
I still have it.
Okay, so now. When you think of your very first phone number, do you think of the first cell phone number that you had, or do you think of the first family phone number?
Some of us ain't on the run. I've had the same phone number for forever.
Bruh. Oh man!
Hold on. Can we pause questions by allowing me to ask a question?
On the run tour is here, man. That is funny. She said on the run.
Cliche.
Why imagine?
Why do y'all do this to me?
No, but it was
because listen. Hold on.
Are we paused?
No. No. This is fine. We might as well talk about it now.
I go graphically in my head. I saw you with the stick and the red handkerchief at the end, like running from the
Why
law.
Is it that when I tell y'all stuff, y'all choose to weaponize it against me?
That is not true. Actually, I actually chose civility about 10 seconds ago, and you didn't even realize it. I'll tell you at the end.
So basically what you're telling me is I could have said something. I just
no,
didn't.
No, I saved you is what I did.
Okay. Fair enough.
He don't want to be saved.
If you don't want to be saved, tell me.
I don't like it.
Look.
Okay.
So I have the same number right now. You have the same number since you were in. Okay.
Same cell phone number, same house number.
Can I ask my follow up question without the snarkiness?
Yes, please.
I can't hear it to you.
Are we talking about your first cell phone number that you had personally, or do you remember your first house phone number?
Both are still the same for me.
Our house number has changed, or my mother's house.
Do you remember the original one?
No, I don't, because at that time I was 10.
Beam, I know you off mic, but you can nod your head. Yes, yeah. Both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember my first cell phone. First cell phone was one of those LG green screens, the silver one you got from Verizon, the flip one.
You asked them that?
Oh, my bad.
No, I was just sorry. It wasn't you. It wasn't you. Okay, yeah.
That's A-Mic energy.
I ain't asking that. Yeah, no.
That back is real.
That wouldn't be for a B-Mic. That's what I'm saying that.
A-Mic energy.
Yeah. Next question.
Let me get back in the bullpen.
We talked about this before, but I just wanted to be able to talk about it with the grown folks. How are we feeling about being vaccinated? I'll start. Fully vaccinated. Was
flex.
Quick. No, but was quick to do it. No reservations. Sorry, how about this? Have any reservations?
I think I always have reservations when it comes to just new science and new technology.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's the greater good and your safety and the safety of the people I love has been more important to me at this point. And then I think about stuff like, well, if the majority of people get vaccinated and you don't, and let's say a mutation take over, like you gonna be the odd one out if everybody else got vaccinated, and then life is gonna start, you know, changing for those folks. But I'm thinking like real X-Men type stuff.
Yeah, because it got to a point where I didn't follow, and I was like, I'm going to just have to wait for the DVD.
I get what you're saying.
I love what he does.
Oh, okay.
What's she saying, Carl?
It's almost, well, this is right up her alley.
No. Tell me what she's saying, Carl. You do that a lot too.
Don't do that.
No. What's she saying, Carl? Like,
don't
do that. Tell me to a T.
Don't do that.
Tell me what you understand right now.
That weak ass mustache flex. See?
See what I mean? I can't actually be honest with you.
That was funny, Cease. I appreciate
that.
What
I compare it to, though, is like.
No, wait. Explain what she means, Carl. Shoot, we don't want you to compare it to something you're thinking.
You said what?
All right, man. Never mind.
She said she hit the mic, and then I paused for a second. What I thought she was like, what I compared it to is like the union.
So you don't understand.
Like, you pay union dues, right? But if she didn't pay union dues.
No, it's okay.
Am I way off?
You can laugh.
Because you know, like, we all
pay for it. She said,
you know, we all pay for the union.
You just said it was comparable to $16.
No, but
I pay for the union.
I don't know.
Let's say he doesn't pay for it, but he still has to pay for it or whatever.
No, being paid for the union, don't get it twisted. Yeah.
But if you don't reap the benefits if you don't pay into it, is my understanding.
That's a loose depiction of what she was saying, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was thinking more like, as science continues to change, things are always created more for the majority, if you will. So if our bodies start changing because of the vaccine, for whatever reason, like I don't think this is going to happen, but like the next thing that comes along is going to be created for what the majority of folks have. So I think that I've like have overthought all of those things, so, and it became more of a movie in my head than like reality. But like,
so you feel like potentially if you don't get the vaccine, you could become obsolete.
Yeah. Perhaps.
That's deep.
But yeah, I think that's like way down the rabbit hole. For me, I think enough people have gotten it so far to where it's just like, okay, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Like, of course we're not going to force anybody. Well, I don't know, because, you know, I wouldn't be surprised, because there are certain arenas right now for basketball who won't let people in without showing their vaccination cards.
Mm. And, the Garden.
Yeah, and so I think travel is going to get like that. I think, you know, just like some elementary schools, you can't come without showing your vaccination. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we got to that point, because I don't think there's any controlling the virus at this point. It's just,
do you still have your vaccination card?
COVID Carl, what's up? All right.
What?
No, I'm trying.
That's COVID with a K.
I'm trying new things out.
That's the new Calvin Klein. That's the new CK.
I'm trying new things out. I was gonna dress you in Carl Knight for this episode.
You know, in 92 degrees too, huh?
Listen, I
slid
because Carl Knight came in jean jackets. Like, that's nothing that you want to wear
you
right now.
You weren't even alive.
Well, yeah, I was. Come on, man.
He wasn't.
Yeah, what? The original Carl Knight?
Not the second one, because, yes, the original one.
Oh, okay.
Third store.
I'm just saying you got it.
Carl.
You got it.
Carl. Yes. How are your feelings on being vaccinated and others?
You're both fully, right?
Yeah.
And so, okay, so you're both fully, but you guys are parents. Okay. Does that transfer to your kids?
I was saying you both, but he's saying you.
I thought he was talking about Delilah, and I was like, well.
Oh, no. I was talking about the fact that I'm assuming that.
That's what I thought when he was.
Keep her name out your mouth.
I'm assuming that if you got vaccinated, that your partner did also.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. So I assumed wrong. So.
The way I did it, I lied and said I worked where you work.
Wow.
Well,
originally, that's how I got it in February.
And I did the same thing before I worked there.
No, for real?
Yeah. So.
But
I didn't want to use my disability leave to be down. So I just waited until I was back at work.
So what about the kids, Carl?
I just seen that kids 10 to 19 right now, there's a rise in COVID cases in like 29 states right now.
Sure.
And I think that has a lot to do with like kids going back to school. Amazing thing was Texas wasn't on there because they're fully open right now.
Okay.
Maybe Florida was on there. But as far as the kids and stuff like that, I just try to keep them limited to, you know, who they're exposed to. They go to grandma's house and grandpa's house or whatever, so they're fully vaccinated. The half of their other grandparents are vaccinated, and then grandma stays at home all day. So, I mean, for the most part, like, I stay washing my hands. I don't touch people. I don't touch things necessarily. So we go from there. Did I not answer your question?
I was saying, what about the kids and them getting vaccinated?
I'm going to wait. I think they're waiting. They're giving it to the older population first, and then
wait, can you
available.
Pause? Can you
yes.
pause?
Yes.
You're going to wait. Why are you going to wait?
Because you have to see if there's any adverse effects. I've lived a good life up to this point. You know what I mean? So why be gung-ho about sending my kids to go get vaccinated if they're not in school and stuff like that yet?
Star, would you employ the same logic?
I don't know. That's a hard one. I think a lot of things would definitely affect that decision, including, you know, class sizes, what the exposure looks like, how much money the school gets from property taxes, because, you know, that determines how clean the place is.
If
there's a lot that goes into it.
If a friend that was a parent looked to you for some advice in regards to their children because you have worked with children in some capacity, what advice would you give them?
I wouldn't give them any advice, because you're not going to come back and pin that on me, but I would talk with them until they come to a conclusion.
Mm.
Like, I'm not telling anybody what to do at this point, because No, it's this. Everything is too risky, really.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't definitively say you should or you should not. I would. I'm not doing that. But I'll talk you through coming to your own conclusion.
Yeah. Before we go any further, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Yes, rest in peace, Nip.
Yeah, I just didn't want anything to any more time to go by before we said that. Okay. I like the vaccination conversation. It sounds like we're all, you know, for the gist of it is that we're all in agreement with it. Do we have any thoughts on people who are saying that they're not going to get it?
I talked to a sheriff who said he just didn't believe in it at all, and which to me was crazy because I felt like, you know, he's a frontline emergency worker and stuff like that.
He didn't believe in COVID or the vaccine?
He didn't believe in the vaccine. Now, with the vaccine, I guess the argument is it isn't FDA approved. I guess it was approved for, like, emergency
but
standards.
Then look at what is FDA approved.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, oh, so y'all just cool with the amount of bugs that get to be in our peanut butter because it's FDA approved?
Ooh, okay. Never thought about that.
I do too.
He said, I
take it by the spoonful.
I love peanut butter.
I still
butter.
Know what I'm getting into.
It was at this moment that he knew.
There's a legal he level of up. How many, like, there are so many seagulls flying above us. Oh, just kidding.
I was going to say, I'd rather that pine cone that we see drop earlier fly over.
Get serious right
I
now.
I thought I felt something on my thigh. You know, you be starting to feel stuff.
Well, if you notice in the distance, somebody had left some trash and then walked away from it. So I think that they were plotting their move this whole time and finally decided to swoop
Ooh,
in.
Ooh, Lord.
For some reason, I think that Mike keeps dropping lower.
It know it's good.
But when you say that, does it sound different?
No, it doesn't sound different.
I mean, because if it goes any low.
But eventually.
All right.
Eventually, it's going to hit.
All right.
No, I've been having issues with that stand, with that one particular stand that I was going to hold up today.
I don't know why, but that kind of make me wish I had headphones on.
Becca, Brody, get up.
Never mind. Did you want to add something to the conversation, or are you still focused on the birds?
She's
Well, you know, they say if a bird poops on you, it's good luck.
Do you like birds? I got shit on by a
you
bird 2 weeks
ago.
You don't
know my name.
I mean, hey, and good luck. You got us here.
Mm.
See?
I didn't know if I wanted it used on that. I don't want to hit it on the lottery.
Well, that's not how luck works, all right? So simmer down.
My bad.
Zoo man. I mean, that could be the trajectory of his day. Okay, next question. I think this might be. No. Two more. What's the best advice that someone has ever given you? Beam, I want to hear from you on this one. So if you want to come over here and slide into the mic, just on this one, and then you can go back. So I'm going to go ahead and stand up while you're thinking about that. If you got one, you can go ahead and say it into the mic.
Okay, so while Beam takes his time over here, I think the best advice someone has ever given me was to invest my money. That has been that someone was my mother. And it's, you know, helped me out at least for right now and moving forward. So, yeah. Star?
Hold on real quick, though, all right?
Okay.
So I'm glad that you named the person because I didn't know if you guys were going to, like, go do that thing that you guys do. I was like, well, I can't really answer the question because of context.
No.
Hypothetically.
Practicing name.
Wait. Whose voice was that?
Huh? Not yours.
So clearly.
Definitely wasn't mine
talking about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Clearly.
Had to been B.
I just wanted to clarify.
Had to been B.
It definitely had to be B.
Thank you for the record.
Okay, so you said your mother.
My mother gave me that advice.
What's the worst advice that your mom ever gave you?
Dude, it's probably been recent. Like I mean, it happens all the time. You know what? There's a time period where, like, I start adulting a little bit better than my parents do, and I feel like that's the truth. I'm just being honest.
No, you choosing violence.
No, that's not violence. It's the truth, though. She ain't gonna get you. So with older people, right? Go ahead. Talk it to the mic, Beam. It's not, Beam, you got to talk it to the mic.
let's not delve too much into the parent topic because that's the last question my thesis related to that.
Got it.
Just tell me the advice.
Got you. So, Beam, best advice you've ever gotten?
No, Carl, if you didn't notice, this was your turn to tell me the worst advice
that your
mom had ever
given. I'm going to wait till she get the best one then.
No, I'm asking you right now.
I don't know what the worst is right now.
You just said
now.
It happened recently,
I'm saying,
Carl.
Like, I'm saying it had to have been recent, and that's why I was saying because of, like, yo, like, as I've gotten older, my wisdom, I was going to say my wiser.
Open the door.
That's what I'm saying. The worst advice that maybe my mom has given me, man.
We can come back to you.
Yeah, tonight. We'll come back.
Star,
come back.
Who was the person that gave you the best advice, and what was said advice?
I think the best advice that I've gotten, it hurts to talk about. The best advice I was given was to follow the money for college. And so, you know, with Michigan not making it to the Final Four or, you know, subsequently the championship, it hurt a little bit.
That's why it hurts.
It hurt a little bit. No, but, you know, just the notion of following the money for college allowed me to graduate debt-free. And then my parents hooked up, like, the res staff or the residence, like, the dorm stuff. And then I joined res staff. So eventually, like, my entire education became free. And that allowed me to graduate from college debt-free. And so, you know, if I had just been on my own, like, I'm going to do this because that's what I want to do and that's where I want to go. Don't care where the money is. I'd be, like, hurting for real when it comes to debt. So that was probably some of the best advice.
Who gave it to you?
Oh, my dad, I'll send you anywhere. If they give you a scholarship, you going. I don't care what continent, but what country. If they playing, you going. And I was like, bet.
Can you imagine her in Antarctica?
That was the first place I thought, too, with my parka.
Oh, man, he got you over here acting. Go ahead, Ben.
So, for me, it would have to be put nothing between you and God.
Mm.
Who gave you that advice?
My dad.
Tell me more.
I'm like, what do you want?
He was so like, of course my dad.
Oh, no, let me give him a my man real quick for
okay,
that.
Okay, so it's my dad. He's my pastor. He's like, yeah, he keeps it real. He tells me the real. Like, he's told me to quit jobs because they were trying to have me do things that would go against what I believed in.
Your OnlyFans page?
How you know about that?
Wait a minute.
C said I'm his OnlyFans.
Let me.
That was good, C. I'm mad you weren't in the mic.
Let me tell you about your man Bean, because I follow him on the gram, right?
He be cutting up when he got his haircut. That's what haircut beam on the mic now, bruh. Just so y'all know. This is haircut beam.
He be out there like thick floss.
Bro. Oh, I showed you the TikTok video. I didn't show you.
Wait.
So Bean.
Wait.
So
wait. There's a TikTok.
I sent you the thing.
Cuz got a TikTok.
You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Cuz got a TikTok.
He was laying down. And he was pretending like a girl was on top, but her eye popped out and landed in his throat. If you would have heard the little
on. He has a TikTok.
No, it wasn't. It was like a TikTok style video.
What's your link?
I got a TikTok.
What's your
app? You do have a TikTok,
huh? Listen to big, him. He can't even say it with a deep voice. He said Big Bugs Bean.
Big Bugs Bean. That's the BBB.
This is everybody's business. This is the grown folks' business.
Not the Better Business Bureau. Not the Big Baller Brand. The Big Bucks Beam.
Not Milwaukee Bucks Beam.
that's Big Bucks Beam right there.
That's Southeast Finest.
He walk in. You could.
That's Southeast Finest.
What is he doing? Shit. Look out! He's looking at his own TikTok right now. I love that. Hey, I love that for you.
He's a different guy. He's a different guy.
Got a TikTok.
Oh man.
Oh my God. All my clocks are digital, but he got a TikTok. Okay, I'm sorry. So, Star, your father gave you the best advice.
It's hard to say like the best. Okay, it depends on where you're at.
Okay,
life,
so he gave you some of the best advice.
That was a really good foundational advice.
So, what's some of the worst advice that he's ever gave you? And Beam, I want to give you a chance to answer the question too, because you did say your father was a man of God, gave you the best advice, and I do know men and women of God to give really, really bad advice a lot of times. But go ahead. What was the worst advice that your dad's ever given you?
My dad? I can't think of any like actual bad advice.
Y'all not fun.
I don't think we do like advice like normal stuff. Like we just have conversations and we talk and then like we arrive at conclusions. Like,
all right.
So yeah. Make it fun for you. We'll make it fun for you. When my parents
hold on. We have a whole audience. Don't look me in the eye and say to make it fun for you. Make it fun for you.
Want me to look at the bus? All right.
Make it fun for you.
Wait, let me look at the bus to tell you.
I mean, I've gotten bad advice before, but not really from my parents. Like,
okay, so wait. So since you just not from,
it'd
my,
be like petty shit though. That's what I'm trying to say. Like it's not like
somebody
not
said deep. That.
And I can see it in her mind.
Your mother and father give bad advice. I don't know.
No, not even that. Because I mean, there are things that they've said, but like it wasn't advice. It was just like, hey, you should consider this type of career because you like if you become a teacher, you have summers off. I wouldn't want to be a teacher, so that it's just it wasn't advice. Like they get it's stuff like that. But the worst advice I've been given was that I just need to pop out some babies.
Mm.
And I said, with who?
For what?
who? And then I said, who gonna take care of them? Are you gonna take care of them?
You and they daddy?
Hey, hold and then should I just scroll through my Rolodex and pick somebody? Like, I don't even know.
Wait, hold on. Can we pause for a second? I just want to point something out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, white people are really confused about what's going on right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're not
it's
in our
because we're at the San Diego Zoo.
Yeah.
I think it'd be the same over there, too.
Hey, next time, I want to go right in front of the zoo.
I don't know.
We're
going to
get kicked out.
It doesn't. Hey, that's the episode. Getting kicked out.
That's the one right there. Look, I'll take all blame.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That actually adds to the moment because that just goes to show the poise that we have as podcasters. Start with, we're going to get back to the question, but do you mind describing what's happened in the last 20 to 25 seconds that we've been talking? I'm not going to turn around and look because I want to hear from Star's mouth. It's happening right behind me.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
Carl, can you describe
the portrait that
all
I need
know
to
is
pay.
The crutch is 10 feet away.
Okay.
Where is my crutch?
Right there. Don't worry. I got you.
So
if I had to bank in on you to make the move, I'd be like, look, we both toast.
One of the intricacies of podcasting in public is that you're not privy to who's going to come into the room because the room belongs to everybody within this vicinity.
We're definitely in somebody's house right now. Too.
So
within the last again, now
there's
now,
a police now, hiding now, in the bushes.
I kind of feel a little bit more comfortable about this.
Cause look, I'm gonna tell you, within the last minute,
bro,
minute
ain't got
and
no
a half,
tires.
Hey, no! I'm going there. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Oh,
so listen.
Man, that's what's wild, man.
Listen, we ain't letting you pick no more.
So
don't do that.
So within the last two minutes to 2.5 minutes, as Star referenced, there is a police truck, not the SUV, but a police pickup truck.
Yeah.
Parked in the grass at Balboa Park.
Yes. I ain't never seen that.
I've never even seen them pull somebody over. There's a gentleman behind us
with ad libs
that's obviously listened to the podcast before and is very excited to be on an episode of Grow Folks Business.
That's excellent right there.
He is also cherry red in the face.
Yes.
With the most elegant lace front I've ever seen on a white man.
I'm done. I'm leaving.
Bruh. He's wearing a tattered jean jacket with tuxedo pants.
Oh man.
On top of jeans.
Yeah,
and in the midst of that happening, there was another gentleman that walked by that I thought was going to be equally as alarmed for the man with the wig on, but the reality was we ended up being even more alarmed at the fact that he was self-walking a miniature bike.
With no wheels.
With no tires.
Yeah. That was great.
And for whatever reason.
I thought he had a basket.
No. I looked him in the eye the first time he dropped it, and it was almost like, I don't know why it won't roll.
Oh, he's laying down. He's here to stay. He's here to stay.
He's a part of the episode.
Yeah,
now.
Man.
We're going to get his ad.
No, we're going to get our asses out of here in about 30, 45
minutes. We're going to get his ad so we can add it to the fire. We might have to ask him.
I'm going
to
tell you right now. I don't want to touch nobody.
No, listen. We might have a new segment. Questions by this man right here.
Oh, crying right now.
Okay, Carl, back to the actual content that the people came here to listen to. What's the worst advice? I'm gonna just open it up. What's the worst advice that anybody's ever given you? No.
I don't.
You may not know this, but I'm the master of hiding in plain sight. So I'm actually looking at him through your glasses. So I'm fully aware of what's going on. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you positioned yourself right there purposely. Okay, I think, and we're back,
yeah.
and we're black.
This is
great.
And we're black.
We should have.
Some of us
that.
Are back.
No one's gonna believe that. But that anyway. Worst advice that I've probably ever gotten from somebody. Oh, I can tell you one right now. So my boy was telling me at the time, maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. He's like, bro, you should invest your money in the stock market. And I was like, for what?
And at the time, I thought that as dumb, you know, to be dumb advice. Although, like, later on, I would say he was right, but at the same token, he was wrong because it was like, you got to have money to do that. Mm. And I remember watching Atlanta. You remember when he went and traded the dog?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, man, he was like, black people don't have time to make investments. They too busy trying to make it day to day. And I was sitting up here thinking, I was like, you know, as sad as it is that he said that, he's right, though. Because you have to have excess cash and be willing to lose that money if it's so, you know, so be it. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Next question, we'll get to the content because it looks like it's about to get live over here.
Oh, yeah.
What was I? Oh, I'll start with you, Star. Are you friends with your parents?
Depends on the day.
Well, I can't imagine her being mad at her mom and dad and what that looks like. What do you do?
We get into it.
Like,
Wait,
do
hold
you
on.
Get into it, hold or do on. They enjoy it?
I don't want to deviate yeah. too far from
y'all. See how I am? I'm consistent.
Hey, look, bro.
I'm consistent. I support
my friends. We do too.
Yeah. When I go in, I go in.
So are you friends with your parents?
Sometimes.
Would you say the majority of the time?
Yeah.
Do you remember the distinct period where you truly became friends with your parents?
Somebody's jogging with the UCLA shirt and I kind of want to hurt them. It still hurts.
And he seemed to disdain. He was like, wait a minute. He's going to get murdered on mic? Like the same one Carl got tatted.
I don't know. The distinction. Perhaps. Hello. Perhaps when we... I don't know. It probably was talking
Hold on
about
1 second, Star. How you doing?
I'm good, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to interrupt. I want to kind of apologize for this guy. We call him the screamer in the neighborhood.
Oh, no, it's all right.
Okay. He's a local schizophrenic who's always yelling half the time.
We are more than accommodating to any... We're in somebody else's environment, so by all means.
His house.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way, but I was going to say he's always here.
It's okay.
Sometimes he's quiet, like 10% of the time.
Listen, we used to call her the screamer. So, by all means.
That was for a different reason.
Hey, what's your name, partner? Kyle.
Kyle.
Listen, when you get a chance, you listen to Grown Folks Business Podcast, BIZNE. There we go. And then you tell people that we featured the screamer this week. There both of go. Them.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Oh, he's mad.
No worries. Listen, you're
toxic positivity. I just learned about that.
You're a man. You're a man of the people.
I definitely just heard learned about that.
My apartment. I live a few blocks up the road, and he walks by my alley once or twice a month at least, doing that, and it wakes me up in the middle of the night.
Oh man!
I went out and confronted him. I got like a 6-foot bow staff, and I samurai'd up. I was all layered up.
Yeah.
And we're back.
You didn't record that?
I got a good significant portion. But when he started getting to his bag, I was like, hold up real quick. I didn't want to get the FUs in the back too hard. But he did help out.
That was my favorite part.
Oh, no, yo, it's definitely in there, though. He's still mad. I'm waiting for him to call the N-word if he hasn't done it all.
No, that's fine. Yeah, no, that's
because we're not here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not about us. Like,
no.
We're not here.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say is protect your mental health for sure as much as you can. You know what I mean? And, you know, seek help if you feel like you are in a place to receive help.
And I want to say one more thing, too. And we should normalize the fact that sometimes people are going through things that we could never even imagine. And so if that outwardly shows itself.
Wow, he just fell around the corner. Dude, it is active. It's never this active when I record outside. I'm just going to let you know right now. This is different. This is
so
Wednesday.
Listen, you know, any other day.
This is a day.
Any other day he'd be running through here. And there would be no witnesses.
We're talking about somebody different, Carl, by the way.
Carl, I don't know if he can hear because I don't want to turn around and look.
No,
wait, can
I'm
you just
concerned.
Whisper what just happened?
So a dude was coming around the corner. It didn't seem like it was a very, it didn't seem like it was a sharp corner.
Play by play with Carl.
It didn't seem very sharp.
Sharp.
Yeah, I wanted to say sharp, but it was.
Sharp. No,
keep I'm laughing
going.
At you. Yeah, let me hey, specify.
No,
I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at Carl.
I want you to tell your version of the story so I can tell mine.
So he rounded the tree.
Bruh.
He rounded.
We gotta delete this whole episode.
No. This is way better than I thought it was gonna be. I have content, guys, and we don't need it.
he rounded the tree.
Wait, are we, is he still there?
Yes, he's still collecting.
Does he know we're laughing? He can't see me, can he? Because I don't want to turn and look at him. He's not even annoying me because my voice doesn't really sound like this, but I can't stop.
He is still collecting himself right now.
Hold on, Coral Carl. I owe you an apology.
You didn't think this was
This is the best idea you've ever had.
No,
Grown Folks Business Podcast.
This was all inspired by all of us. He rounded the tree.
Yeah. Look, hold on. Carl, technically he didn't.
This is all worth coming out right now. I'm so glad we didn't go there original day. We were supposed to.
Keep going. Get to the part where I stop.
So he rounded the tree. Oh, my nose is leaking.
I don't want to wipe my eyes.
And I don't know. And I don't know if it was a crack in the ground or something, but he tumbled into the grass right here.
Missed all that.
Beam, did you see the whole thing as it happened? You know, people fall out of frames in movies.
No. Hold on. Wait. Let me tell you my. Let me tell you
my. The funniest thing he said on a normal day. That would have happened. I never be no witness.
Wait, let me tell you my version of the story. So look, y'all reacted. then I turned around. And then it was an extended over somebody else just laying on the ground. But he wasn't laying regular. He was laying face first. When I turned around, wait, stop, guys, come on. This is a business.
Oh,
this is a business podcast, all right, guys?
Oh, man.
When I turned around, he was looking up at me.
Bruh.
Oh, my God.
And I couldn't really say nothing non-verbally except... I don't know.
Dude, he fell so hard. This wasn't the path that they was on.
No, look.
He was coming this way.
I actually thought that the other guy who just left had hit him. And so, like, you know, we were talking about my crutch. I started, like, kind of looking around like, okay, I need to gather because I need a head start. Wait, to get to the car.
Hold on.
Y'all don't have a walking impairment. I need a head start.
I missed something from
my
perspective.
And I was like, dang, I didn't bring both crutches because the physical therapy want me to only use one, so I don't have the stability of running with one leg and the both crutches.
Walked all the way to the stop sign
listen, I got to do it. I started the story the wrong way. I apologize, y'all. That was rude of me, right? Because before I seen him on the ground, you know, in the movies, when somebody got a gun up to somebody. You know, in the movies where somebody got a gun up to somebody's head,
yeah.
And then they cut to like another part of where they at, and all you see is the birds fly over the tree.
Hey, there is not a seagull in sight anymore.
Bro really said on a normal day, we wouldn't have been
here. On a normal day.
He's right, though, because no one should be here right now. That's the thing. We were in bro's living room. We were in his path of running and stuff like that.
On a normal day.
Dude's bike path right now. Look, like, it's been crazy.
Not one lion, tiger, or bear would have seen what just happened.
We by the zoo.
Yeah, man.
But that is crazy.
Oh, my God.
That was wild.
Well, now we know what the title is. Yeah, on a normal day.
On a normal day. That's the first thing I was thinking about.
On a normal day.
On a normal day.
Okay. Wait, hold on. There was a reason. I'll get to the point. We belabored on this point too long. Reason I asked you guys a question about becoming friends with your parents is because I realized that I recently became friends with my father.
Mm.
And then this is the part where somebody then says, hey, Cease, how'd you know you became friends with your father?
Why now?
Well, because I was cleaning out his garage.
Oh, okay.
And I found a box in there that I need to have a talk with him about. So at that point...
Was Snoop Dogg's tape in
listen,
there?
Listen, at that point, we were friends, okay?
You would explain this.
He's had enough talks with me where I was like, Dad, we need to talk. About what I said. Sit down, we need to talk.
Y'all not friends. You became the parent.
Huh?
You became
the parent if you was talking to him about something that somebody couldn't talk to you about.
Mm.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, man, that was funny.
Okay.
That whole little sequence of events, man, that was
great.
It's time.
I'm cutting off a topic because of that. That was a whole little segment.
I ain't mad at you. We 44 in.
Okay. So look, I'm gonna try to give us maybe 15, 20 more, if that. Right. So that's it for questions by Cease. Now, you guys have options.
Okay.
and I'll give you your options, right?
Let's hear them.
We could either talk about what, or we could either talk about, porn searches the week of the election by state, and what was the most searched thing by each respective state the week of the election, which is so entertaining. You'll never guess some of these things. Or I brought you guys a treat, because as you know, as a B mic, or just a podcaster in general, one of the things that I enjoy the most is being able to open up about myself for the betterment of the podcast. No, this is even better. This is a journal from, let's just say, about 8 years ago, with little blips, because I'm never consistent with anything. So, like, I'll jump in and jump out, jump in and jump out.
Look like you got pretty far in there.
No. Color-coded tabs.
There's labels.
Look like a deacon.
There's labels.
I definitely thought it was a miniature Bible.
And that's what it looks like. There's labels. Now, I could read to you some of the labels, and I'll let each of you pick one of the labels, and I'll read an entry from it. Or I could just go through myself. Would you like to hear the labels first, or would you like me to go with the whole other topic? And this is how
I want to go. That's a tough one.
Do you want to end on this, or do you want to do this right now?
Beam, you go ahead and be the third vote. I'm going with the Bible.
You're going with the Bible. It's not a Bible, but
they God, look like one.
That's God don't strike.
Hey, this is why I sat all the way over here, just in case God needs to handle you. Start.
I'm curious about the journal.
Yeah, okay. I am too.
So I'm going to read the titles.
Bean, we didn't even need your vote then.
So
what was your vote anyway, Bean? Okay, there we go. All right.
So one of the titles is quotes. One of the titles is God. Two of the titles are comedy, because at one point I was writing material to be a stand-up.
Can you imagine she doing stand-up?
She know you. Yes, I can.
I think so. You and Lisa could tag team.
One is conversations. One is fitness.
You already know. We can go ahead and go straight to conversations, because I want to know what you was. How old? You said 8 years ago, so you was.
It's
in,
like it's been. It's some of this has been since I've even been in.
So you were in your 30s when this happened.
Some of this stuff is actually from my 20s.
Beam got it.
No. I was ignoring you because obviously I'm still in my 30s.
So it just
well, he does look good. You do look good for 36.
No. Hold on.
How old are you, Cease?
No. She's not just kidding. That's the point. I'm looking at her.
Man, no. Got no gray hair.
I'm gonna look at the rest of the title. So we got God.
You look good.
We got age. We got women. We got vocab.
Conversation.
We got goals. Women. We got.
Oh, I need to hear the goals.
Music, and we got money.
No, I care about the conversation.
So, Carl, I will let you go first since you're so excited. You pick one.
Conversation.
I'm only gonna read.
They gonna choose the other two that I wanted anyway.
Conversation. I don't. I listen. Mind you, I haven't looked at this in years, so I don't know if it's gonna be any good.
We're all about to be surprised. Oh yeah.
Oh.
What were you choosing, sir?
Hold on, I'll choose later.
So this is random, right?
Yeah.
So one of the conversations is a conversation that I was having with Brandon. You guys know Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
He's provided some input for the podcast. And he made a comment to me, and this had to have been when we were still in Long Beach. I was still in my 20s, and he goes, "You stress more than you let on. Stop holding things in." Do you guys agree?
About you or just in general?
Yeah, because when you came in here, you were still stressing about some stuff, and I was like, man, relax a little bit.
Why does he keep doing that?
What?
Never mind. Go ahead.
I was just going to tell you to just relax the eyebrows.
I don't have no choice.
You're stressed right now.
And then the next one was a conversation that I was having with my first barber when I came to San Diego.
Ooh, you know it's deep.
And asked him, I said,
what'd you say, Bean? All I heard was hot dog thing at 7-Eleven.
That's what his point.
Oh.
I'm not laughing.
Hey, that's fair. That's fair. Am I allowed to describe what looks like a hot dog on you? I'll stop. I was saying conversation.
Shut up!
Oh,
man. No, his comeback was pretty solid.
So I told my bar, his name was Cleo, and he was a very...
Cleo?
Yeah, he was a very eclectic black gentleman, and he actually owned a barbershop in downtown San Diego.
Age approximation.
Cleo was at least in his 50s, if not...
Had to have been.
Yeah, and Cleo was a very unique individual because his shop was usually frequented by transients. And you could tell that he had dealt with some things with addiction before, just the way he talked to people. Like, he was always giving that, like, very fatherly advice. People would come by the shop just to hang out, right? So when I came in there, I felt, this is pre-COVID, obviously, but I felt just very like, oh, this is my type of people. We've had the most random conversations, and it was just a different barbershop feel. The most exclusive part about his shop is that there was a staircase that went to an upper level in the shop, and that's where he lived.
Where's Cleo now?
I don't know, because one day I came to get my haircut and he was not there anymore.
Like, the whole thing was cleaned out?
The whole thing was
gone. How long were you gone between cuts?
Great question. It was a while, because this is another conversation that Cleo's thing was, he goes, I only work by appointment, but that don't matter either. So you could have a 2 o'clock appointment and you might get your haircut at 3, but it was some of the best haircuts I've ever had in my life.
So he was more like a free-spirited barber.
He was some, I don't know how he came across that property. He was just somebody that was very just humble and just a down-to-earth person. So back to Cleo, right? I said, Cleo, if you could change the world, what would you change? He said to me, I'd remind Eve not to eat that apple so we could live, or so that we could eternally live the life that God intended.
How you feel about that, Star?
That's deep, but Adam was in charge of the garden.
Okay, we won't dig into it. Star, was there a topic that you wanted me to read from? We already got conversations, by the way. I apologize that was kind of lackluster.
That was pretty profound. That was a nice story, man.
Cleo was trying to walk around here butt naked.
Yeah, he wasn't playing.
I ain't mad. The way God intended.
Lions, tigers, and bears.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oops. No.
That could actually be the title, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see.
So you want me to go through?
Goals.
Goals.
Yeah, there we go.
Oof. I think I did read this one earlier.
The goals one on accident?
I just wanted
to. Oh, you meant earlier. Okay, my bad.
I was like, what, Carl?
Yeah, he meant earlier before we started recording.
Wait. So you're going to have to pick a different one because the page is blank.
You ain't had no goals.
Damn.
Y'all 20.
Look. Nope. I'm going to show y'all goals.
Hashtag none. Let's do fitness. Blank.
No, this one I did actually.
Three leg curls.
So this was from March 15th, 2014. Okay. So this was the workout.
You were here already in San Diego working with us by this point.
Yeah.
Or right about that time.
You want me to lift this up for you and slide it closer?
No.
Okay.
Since we're talking about fitness, you want me to lift it?
Oh.
Mm.
The bench?
Bring it back now.
Oh, wait. Can I just push the button on your leg?
Okay.
Lift the mic just a little bit. You popping a little bit. There you go.
I am popping.
Yep. There you go.
Let's see. For fitness, this was 100 push-ups, 4 curl sets, 4 outward band sets, 4, I don't even know what a weighted outward curl is. 3 bench press sets.
Because you was making up stuff then, you making up stuff now.
4 seated dips. 3 sets of some type of pull downs.
Man,
give me
the quotes.
3 sets
of
overhead.
Yeah, I wouldn't change.
Give me
the quotes.
Let's go to quotes.
All right. Listen, I didn't know how this was going to go.
How he got 80 pages of fitness but 0 goals?
No goals. Because all of his goals was written down in fitness.
He ain't even got no fitness goals in there. Though.
All of his goals was written down in fitness.
Quotes is good. I like quotes.
All right, let's get to
the another blank one?
Quotes is good.
We get quotes for 5,000.
All right. So, remember, a real decision is measured by the fact that you've taken real action. If there's no action, you haven't truly decided. That was by Tony Robbins. You want me to read again? Carl, you look like you're thinking.
Yeah, one more time.
Remember, a real decision is measured by the fact that you've taken real action. If there's no action, you haven't truly decided.
But the action of thinking, does that work?
Thinking is not an action.
It's not?
Not in the sense of this quote. It's saying that you haven't made a decision until you actually act on the decision.
People think
different goals all the time.
Can we pause?
I can't be in jail with you. I just realized that right now, because the way you be staring, I'd be thinking danger's happening. He was still walking that way, and I was like, oh, he's coming back.
Have you ever recognized somebody by their calves?
No.
Yes, my high school teacher.
He was hiking in front of me on Cal's a couple days ago.
Mm. You don't even know it. He just came back from Cal's right now.
His face looked like he just seen the pigeon lady on Home Alone.
The crazy part is he probably walked from Cal's back to here.
Maybe.
Calf man. No. Carl's too young to get that joke. Okay, next quote.
It's Batman. Come on, man.
Well, yeah. The problem is the problem, not you.
Oh, okay.
And this was from Scott Johnson, and for whatever reason, I also have his email. I'm going to hit him up and tell him that that still applies, and I agree with him.
Most problems, I believe, are man-made.
The problem is the problem and not you.
Yeah, it's like it's whatever we manifested to be.
Okay.
Because problems can be they can be exclusive to one person, right? Whereas you might have an issue, and I'm like, well, that probably wouldn't be a big deal to me. Or, like, you would have an issue. Like, whatever, like, we perceive to be a problem is, you know, really just the problem, like, within.
So this next quote, I don't know.
I need to write that down.
Which one?
What I just said.
You should listen back.
Listen back to
you. You should listen back to
it. In my mind, I was like, well, somebody say what they just said so he could write it down because he couldn't be talking about himself. All right. So look, the next one doesn't have an author, but I feel like it was me because of the quote.
Let's hear it.
Everything was a big deal for me, even if it wasn't for them.
Yeah, that was you.
I feel like that was me.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. I got two more.
How would you sign your name at the end of it?
Huh?
How would you sign it?
Hey, y'all know me. I wouldn't.
Unknown.
Yeah.
Unknown.
Dude, I was not nasty. Here making quotes. Nope, sure wasn't.
Oh, man.
This is the next one. Everyone is prejudiced. Racism can only be conducted by someone who has power. And that was Thomas Hughes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
The attorney.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
That's a great question.
Yo, I saw a profile on some social media of him, and he had his little leg kicked up.
Wait, question. What hairdo is he wearing these days?
I swear he had an S curl.
Finger wave.
It was something that was like tattooed on, bro. I promise you, he had a 50s cut.
The Jermaine Jackson.
On what portions was it tattooed on?
I couldn't even, it looked like a piece of vinyl. That's what I'm telling you right now. His barber used scissors and a straight razor. That's it.
I feel like there's glue involved as well.
Judgment free zone.
Now, last quote. And this is from some, look, now I'm going to ask you guys to guess who said this quote. We all know him.
Sorry.
I work for the system to keep people out of it.
That sounds like LaRonte.
So we got LaRonte, we got one of our own. Carl, was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
Wasn't Carl. Who said it?
I'm going to go with Aaron.
Huh?
AG.
That was my second guess.
Yeah.
A listener of the podcast, Mark Otto.
Did he really?
Mm. He did.
Mm. Snaps.
That's the man right there. Shout out to Mark, man.
Okay, you guys ready to delve into some porn?
You said delve into some porn?
Yeah.
I'm glad you saved that for last.
Okay.
I'm glad you saved that one for last.
Is that a yes or a no?
I'm about as ready as I ever get.
Lord, and it's another woman on this show.
Yeah, we do real fast.
Wait, you want to delve into porn with her? Never mind. So I have here some data that was collected from Pornhub in regards to the most searched categories of porn by state during the week of our most recent election.
Can you help me out here? What got you onto this?
Was it a
headline?
A HuffPost headline.
I saw a picture on Twitter, and it was the U.S. in blue,
okay,
with Pornhub in the middle. You got my attention.
That's so Twitter.
Right?
What time was it when you found this?
Huh?
What time was it?
Oh, Twitter, Carl, doesn't sleep. It was listen, probably like 1:30 in the afternoon.
I don't keep track of when
if the sun's up, you're just wild. That's what I'm saying.
I was intrigued because in my mind I felt like it was going to be information about our United States because there was a blue United States all blued out.
Right.
In regards to people's porn consumption. And I was curious. I've been curious about a lot of things in my life. This just happened to be one of them.
Oh, right? No, I just had questions. That was all. You good. You didn't have to justify it.
So now I'm going to read to you some of my favorites.
Okay, let's hear it.
And now I'm going to read the category, and I'm going to ask you all to at least try to guess what the state is.
Oh, Lord.
So during the election, which state Googled the most Trump porn?
I'm going to go with Alabama.
Texas.
I'm very surprised in you all. It was the great state of Florida.
Mm. We were all close.
It was a South.
It was very clear.
It was definitely in the South.
Now, here's one that I know that you won't guess, but I still want to just say it.
Okay.
Who was Googling fat asses?
I'm going to go with Atlanta, Georgia.
It's got to be somewhere where it's pancake butt, so North Dakota.
Oh, hey,
now, Carl's logic.
That makes a lot of sense.
It might be true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that makes sense.
So you said what?
I was thinking Georgia.
You said Georgia.
And I said North Dakota.
You said North Dakota.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm going to ask you to say yours again when the music's not playing.
What was yours?
Georgia.
She said Georgia.
And what was yours?
North Dakota.
Do you have a guess, B?
I'm going to go in Texas.
Pennsylvania.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Philly got big butts.
No, they don't.
Philly?
Black Philly.
Whoa. Yeah, black. Yeah, my bad. Black Philly. You thinking of the Amish. My bad.
All right. I'm going to give you.
He's in Scranton.
I'm going to give you three more guesses, and then I'm just going to tell you a few, right?
All
right. Let's see. Who likes chubby porn?
I do get into the BBW bag sometimes.
I was talking about a state, Carl.
Oh, man.
Hey, but this is great.
It was comedic relief.
He plays into this every single time. Now I'm just going to tell
joking.
You.
That I'm going to
tell
thing.
You that. Look, we'll skip joking. That one, right? So Kansas, Carl. Him and Kansas, they like the chubby porn.
Oh, man.
Kansas, Carl, I cannot believe you right now. Let's see here.
This is definitely a place you got to walk somebody back to their car. Oh, wait, it was Kansas though. That was the one.
That was the answer.
That actually makes sense too.
What? Tell us, Carl.
I watched Family Guy and Cleveland Show, and you know, they had the little dude that was dating the girl that drives in the little scooter thing. And I imagine they were in Kansas, but they were in Steel Bend, Virginia. Don't ask me how I remember that. My brain is everywhere today. I walked the whole golf course, and that was about 7 miles. Oh, you saying it's I'm consistent?
Golf course.
Golf course.
Drake.
You know, I just realized as I'm reading through these, I don't want to read anymore out loud.
Wait, I do want to know California's now that we're here.
I will tell you that. I'm going to tell you right now. Of the popular states, I don't know why they are. Because California... The most searched thing was swag.
Swag porn?
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Swag porn?
What I learned from this is there's a lot of bags, so to speak, that people get in when it comes to their porn, where I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I didn't know. I kind of want to go search it now.
Okay. So apparently there was a state that was into Popeye's porn. Which?
Like, don't get it.
It's not Popeye's porn. I know exactly what they're looking for.
Is it old girl?
It's the Jada Fox one.
I
so nobody peeped his energy?
I couldn't because I was sitting here trying to agree with him without agreeing with him. No, like, yeah, I know.
Oh, you knew too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like we're left out?
Don't know. You are not left out, Kansas, Carl.
Now surprise or there's just
you are not left out.
You know you gotta eat that. I was like, yeah, she right.
Yeah. He tried to save face out here. We left out. Hey, we are not.
Hey, and he even gave the technical term. He was like, well, I do know about BBW.
We left out.
Oh my god.
Apparently, in New York, they're very fond of foot jobs. In Vermont. They dig on threesomes.
Mm.
In Missouri,
low population.
I do know what that means. So,
where's the
y'all
world?
Gonna have to find this article yourself if you want to know the rest of it.
But when you find it, Missouri, y'all nasty. Yeah. Don't do that.
Oh,
she didn't ask you to do that. Like, don't do
here
that.
We go again.
Oklahoma, they some freaks. They like cheerleader porn. Michigan Star. Star
Ice porn.
Star
Go Blue.
Ice.
Star face sitting.
All right. What's the next topic?
Okay. We'll jump off of that.
That
and
man
then,
said face sitting. That is crazy.
And now,
what if somebody pop from the back say? Somebody say something about face sitting.
at this time of night, it's more likely than not to happen. At this time of day, it's way more likely than not to happen.
They would start with something that didn't make no sense and then go to that. Y'all see that pine cone, huh? Where my face sitting? Like, huh? Like,
time out.
He bring the pine cone with you?
Why did you just remind me of Dion Cole? Like, that's something that he would do in Black-ish. What'd you say about pine cones? Oh, faces.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Okay, so listen. Last topic, you know, personal anecdote, right? So I need to know how you all would handle a situation. So if you had a person that was once in your life in any capacity,
hey,
and then you made the decision to no longer have that person in your life in any capacity, and then they couldn't really be okay with that, so you didn't want them to have contact with you, so you blocked them.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
That is the most for a block.
I thought we were going somewhere else with it.
No. So we'll pause right there, right?
Okay.
So they're blocked.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Would you expect for somebody to get the point?
Why not just have a conversation with people?
What if you've already had the conversation both directly and indirectly?
No, I mean, that's happened before. I had somebody call my work phone.
Okay, so they're blocked. Is it egregious for them to find another method to get in contact with you?
Finding my work phone was really out of control. Like, they don't even live in San Diego.
In that moment, are you entitled to respond to them with any type of angst or animosity?
I think it just depends.
What does it depend
for
on?
For me, it depends on safety.
Sure.
First. So if I'm feeling unsafe, okay, somebody else has to deal with it.
Pause right there. What if they have a partner who's reached out to you in regards to your interaction with that person? It's like, yo, I need you to, like, and you're like, fam, perfectly fine. That's cool. I don't want nothing to do with that person anyway. So that would lead you to believe that that person is kind of feeling away about the interaction, but they keep on trying to engage in the interaction. You blocked them. You've done your job, right?
Cees, where you be finding these
I'm
women?
I never said that. Y'all always go to, this is me. Maybe I saw this on TV. This could be a Netflix movie.
It could.
My whole life could be a Netflix movie.
You 2.0?
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
I'm waiting for the next season. I don't even know why I like that
show.
What
was the question?
They canceled that show.
What was the question one more time?
What was the
last question you just asked?
So would you at that point, would you feel entitled to be able to respond to that person angrily? Because obviously, you know, I'm talking, you know, I'm a male.
So you said you blocked
him. Wait. We're living in a time where it's very hypersensitive, the way you react to women, even sometimes, in my opinion, when they're wrong.
What do you mean when they're wrong?
Like sometimes even if...
That's not a real
thing. No, because think about it. If if Carl was to slap me in the face, I would cock back and slap him in the face. If a woman was to hit me in the face, I don't feel like I would be able to do the same thing. She was wrong, but I can't react to her the way she reacted to me.
Yeah, it is a very basic way.
No, sure. Right? But I'm just asking you, do I have the right to respond? And mind you, I'm not saying I'm going to put my hands on this person. I don't want that to get misconstrued. I'm just saying, like, do I have the right to now be like, you know, you're not getting the point when I'm trying to be nice to you, so now I'm probably going to have to be a little mean to you. For the point to get across in the right way, because maybe you took my kindness for something that it totally wasn't.
Question: If you did that, you don't feel bad after?
If I did what?
Like, lashed out.
I felt bad for feeling like the person didn't get the point of me telling them I didn't want to have nothing to do with them.
So you're saying
and then having to block them?
So you told
them
that you wanted nothing to do with
them.
Yes. They continued.
And so I agree with my man here, right? Because for the simple fact that I do think this is based in something a little bit deeper than a person just wanting to, reach out to you and see how you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Now he's got a point.
So,
I mean, I don't think you're wrong I don't think you're wrong for doing it. But for me, I just probably wouldn't do it.
What would you do then, Carl?
I just find
out. Oh, mind you, stop saying you. This isn't me. This is just a scenario.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, my bad. I mean, personally, I just block them again. I wouldn't respond.
Block them again?
Yeah, or whatever. If they reach out to me in another fashion, I just block them there.
Okay. So
if it was an email, I don't know how to block an email.
So obviously, this isn't me, so I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, right. It's not
you. So say the person worked with you. And so they always have a way to get in contact.
Oh, that's tough.
Microsoft Teams?
That's tough. But here's the thing. Me, I put, me personally.
Why is she so loud? No. I'm just wondering. She has a mic, so she has a microphone.
She doesn't have to be that loud. I just caught what she said.
There's no need for her to be that loud.
I got it.
That video call comes through.
Can you block it?
Wait. That's my thing, though. But that's my
Dude.
That's the crazy part. Shit sounds like a Wii game, like in the beginning when you're getting ready to do like Wii bowling. It's crazy. But wait. Okay. Off the teams.
I do so much for this podcast.
just being here is enough.
I promise you, I do so much for this podcast.
I appreciate it, man.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
So what was your question one more time? The do-do-do got me real quick. Just go ahead one more time.
So at the end of the day, what would if we now add this other component of somebody having access to you just because you guys work for the same entity, what would you do? And I guess my ultimate question is, at what point do you then go to HR?
I was already there. Ain't no coming back. Like, if I've asked you not to and you continue, because it also creates an unsafe situation for you. Like, potentially.
No. For whoever this might
for
be.
For whoever this to. Might yeah. be. Because it can also be flipped. So then they can say, like, oh, I didn't, you know, this person never left me alone, or this person, like, you always want to have the control. You always want to control the narrative up front. Like, the moment when stuff like this happens, like, you know, we live by document. Start writing it down. Blocked on this, blocked on that. They reached out via this. I asked them to stop. Here was their response, or they didn't respond. Their partner reached out, and here we go. Like, look, I'm going to HR.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to draw the line at work.
So it sounds like the overarching theme in all of this is the relationships that you have, even the ones that you may not consider to be a relationship. He said the word is that they all have very specific boundaries, and when somebody crosses that line, kind of all bets are off.
Although your voice of wisdom right now, let me get your name real quick.
Yeah, my name is Daniel Washburn.
This is Daniel. I ain't gonna put your whole government out there, but Daniel came by, and I appreciate you being in the audience and everything, brother. I just want to make sure that everybody knew your name first, so you got the voice of reason right there.
Give him his credit.
Right next to me, he was like, "Hey, you over there?" He kind of felt for a minute, and he kind of moved there.
top flight.
When he ain't coaching, grab him by the legs. Everybody know you got tackled by the legs.
Oh man,
I ain't gonna move. He ain't got no legs.
Oh
man. Oh man, it's all good.
Thank you. Anything else you like to add? Because I know we was getting on time and it's getting dark.
Yeah.
I was just asking the question, so it sounds like, you know, I'm well within my rights to retaliate.
No,
I'm just playing. I just play.
I don't know.
Cannot advise that.
To give you my piece,
I mean, or whoever it was,
cannot advise that.
I'm the worst guy at that.
We know.
One of my things is harmony, and so like I be trying to find a way
Stop
to have
it.
Peace.
Oh, wait, can we pause right there?
Yeah.
Either we're going to actually talk about this or we're going to end the podcast.
I wish I could do that with my girlfriend. Like, hey, can you pause right there?
Try it. Let us know how it works.
We want to see you show up for another episode. Don't try that. Right. Write it down and then we'll get it going.
I was
going
to say, because you full deep job. I knew what you was about to get into. I was like, that's not true.
I'm going to get in my. No, it is. But
no. We'll talk about it.
We'll get it.
The next episode with it.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
Write it down in the book.
I don't.
Put it in the burn book.
Let me ask a question. So, any remarks? How y'all feel, you know, about being back out?
Who are back out?
Ain't nobody out.
Out on the mic.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you gotta be more Pacific.
If I had to say one thing, we stopped recording most significantly because of we wanted to be able to maintain everybody's safety.
Yeah.
You know, and not or health and safety, and not just the health and safety of our own, but we were recording in a studio that had other inhabitants at times, and so you know that was just a big risk that we weren't willing to take. I'm extremely proud of everybody and the efforts that they have taken, because it's not even a given that we get to this point. given where we were at this time last year. Right. There was a lot of unknowns, and we've been able to.
I ain't had no taste or smell back then.
But yeah. you know,
like, yeah, it was real.
You made it, and even beyond, you know, you getting potentially getting sick at one point. Like, you were even acting in a way, because not just for yourself, but for everybody else mm-hmm. that you could potentially be around, and that's ultimately the goal that we have to hit as the global community. It's collectivism and knowing that sometimes the decision that we're making in this moment isn't just for us. It's for everybody involved. Commune-like exactly. Mm-hmm. Commune-like thinking. That's the perfect word for it. So with that, you know what I mean? I'm just proud to be back here and to see y'all and to be healthy. Star got this crazy ass bionic knee right here.
Meg Thee Stallion knee, please.
And y'all can't. We don't have video right now, but what y'all don't know is Star isn't actually using a mic. She's speaking into her knee.
Okay.
Star.
Y'all like you don't even defend me.
I was by disregarding him. Star, you got
knee. No, like, Star, he defended you. You know why? Because right when I said it, he stared dead at my weak ass mustache.
It's even funnier that a kid said it to you.
The funniest part is that
it was a little girl.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, that's what makes it.
Because if a little boy had said it, I probably would have caught a case. I'm not Cam Newton. I'm fighting kids. Go ahead.
I got you.
No, I echo your sentiments fully. You know, I'm grateful to still be here. A lot of the people who we started even this year with aren't here anymore. You know, we made it a year of this pandemic. A lot of people did take those efforts to be safe for themselves and their loved ones, and others lived on the edge. And they're still, some of them are still here as well. So yeah, it's a wild time. And, you know, I just encourage people to, you know, still do what's best for your family, do what's best for you. And just, if we learned anything this last year, or if I learned anything this last year, it is truly the importance of how we spend our time with the people that we love.
Amen.
And so as the world hopefully continues in this trajectory and we continue opening and getting back to life, let's not go back to a time where we take the time we have with others for granted.
Amen.
So that's it. That's it. And there's a lot going on this year. Y'all will hear a little bit from me a little later, I suppose.
For
but
sure.
Yeah, there's about to be a big change in my life, so I'm excited about that.
So are we.
Thank you.
There we go. I'm just happy to have y'all back. Let me give my. I'm happy to have y'all back, man. It's great. And more than anything, I am more appreciative of.
He asked the question so he could answer.
No, I asked. I let y'all go, and then this was it. This was my last piece.
He wrote it down before he got here.
I was gonna say, like, he thought about this before he showed up.
He's using that teleprompter app.
Well,
I
appreciate.
Come on,
teleprompter app is crazy. Because think about how you write that in the app store. That's what really had me laughing.
My brother said there is one.
Well, no, he said think about how you write that because he don't know how to spell it.
how you spell that.
Hey, you're not lying. Is there a hyphen?
All right. Hey, you were saying.
My point being, though, is that I'm glad that we all got a chance to work on our friendship before even coming back here. I mean, you know, especially me. You know what I mean? So it's just been great to, like, finally, like, have things come together, man. And I'm just very appreciative of you all. So
there you go.
Yeah.
You see,
helping each other out and showing grace.
Daniel said a word. We're gonna leave it at that. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to lead us out.
There we go.
All right, folks. We've been here on another episode of the GFB. We know you could have been anywhere in the world. Decided to spend your evening with
us.
I
can't roll my eyes
from,
hard enough.
From Normal Ass Carl, Just for Star, and Be Mike Cease, we just want to say this has been another episode of
Grown Folks Business.